and welcome to Let's Play Doctor. Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, or if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. You can go to our website, docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. Get a hold of my books and CDs and DVDs. Get a hold of the podcast. Get archive shows years back, today's show, shows going forward, and all the good stuff, bad stuff. Okay, now I got a lot to report here today. So first of all, just came out from the Southampton University in England. This was a study in 500,000 people over a 10-year period, 500,000, half a million. If you drink 3 to 8 cups of coffee a day, you're going to live longer than people who don't. It doesn't seem to be the caffeine because the benefit in longevity works whether it's you're drinking decaf or full caffeinated coffee. And of course, we have our Java Fit coffee, and I try to drink 3 to 5 cups a day of that one. And of course, we have the premium roast, we have the premium roast decaf, and we have like 5 different flavored coffees. My personal favorite of the flavored coffees is the hazelnut cinnamon. Now, with that said, this is big stuff. Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice just announced they've arrested 601 people on drug issues, okay? This included 76 medical doctors, 23 pharmacists, 19 nurses, and let's see here. They're looking at 2.2 million people. Illegal prescriptions were issued by one doctor, okay? And let's see here. $2 billion in medical fraud were perpetrated by all these people that were arrested. Okay. And let's see here. 162 other illegal people we're talking about arrest here, in addition to all the doctors and pharmacists and nurses. And, you know, we've been saying this for a long time. That's why dead doctors don't lie. I've been screaming about this, gosh, since the 1980s. Right, when I did all these autopsies and National Institutes of Health, the Smithsonian Institute, and all this kind of stuff, and people were just shaking their head, well, like, you know, you can't be right. Doctors don't do that kind of stuff. Well, yeah, they did. And, of course, they missed things. They were so busy trying to make money off the patient that they didn't do the right things for the patient. So we see a lot of that kind of stuff. And so beware. Don't be a victim. Take care of yourself. And I urge you, again, to get a hold of the books. And the CDs, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. The DVD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. And then the books, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Our newest CDs is Immortality, Forever Young. A wonderful new DVD, Praise the Lord and Past the 90. And, of course, the book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures. And the book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Don't forget my another new CD, A Stick of Butter Day Keeps the Doctor Away. It just goes into so many of the things where doctors really miss the boat terribly. They're so interested in prescribing drugs you don't need, okay, to get you addicted so you have to keep coming back to them. All right, that's how they make their money. They addict you so you have to keep coming back. They do unnecessary procedures, okay, and that's so they don't have to get student loans for their kids. Or they might have 5 alimony payments for 5 ex-wives to deal with, and they're going to make you pay for it. Plus, they put you in danger. Just think. They killed Joan Rivers. Just think. They killed, the guy from 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney, the guy, the curmudgeon guy. Yeah. And if they can kill these famous people, what chance do you have, especially when they're giving you these drugs that are addictive so that they can make sure you keep coming back, and that way they create a cash flow for themselves, right? So I'm glad to see the Department of Justice doing that. And, of course, there's more doctors involved here than there are street drug dealers. There's more illegal money is going on. Here we're talking about $2.2 billion of medical fraud. Okay. I mean, the drug dealers on the street don't do anything near that. $2.2 billion. Okay. And so I'm glad to see they're nailing these guys and gals. And it's just tragic, but it's good to see them get nailed. And that'll be a warning to some of the others. And they'll say, I'm out of here. I'm not going to deal with this. And that's a good thing. And then we need to make sure that everybody takes care of themselves. Again, learn how to do your own stuff. We'll get more into that in a bit here, but you need to take care of yourself. Just like there's Lowe's and Home Depot for taking care of your home, there's AutoZone and Pep Boys for taking care of your car, and there's Youngevity and Doc Wallach for helping you take care of yourself. You can do these things. They're very simple. You can learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, aromatherapy oils. Your body wants to take care of itself. Your body wants to heal itself, but it needs raw materials to maintain and repair itself. You can have the best genes in the world. This is called epigenetics, right? Not genetics, epigenetics. Give your body what it needs, and it will take care of itself. And stick with us. We're going to be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Youngevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
Yeah, we're off and running on the Let's Play Doctor show. Doc Wallach is here weekday afternoons. Phone lines open about 3:40. That's 20 minutes to 4 Eastern time, so be sure and adjust for your time zone. And give us a call. The number is 877-912-7529.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Don't forget the website, docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. Get a hold of my books, CDs, DVDs. Get a hold of the podcast. Archive shows backwards for years. Today's show, shows going forward, and the good food, bad food list. And don't forget to add coffee to the good food list. A great, great story there from Southampton, England. 10-year study on 500,000 people, 500,000 people. They said if you drink anywhere from 3 to 8 cups of coffee a day, you're going to live longer than if you don't. It doesn't seem to be the caffeine, so even decaf coffee will work. Wow. Okay, let's see here. We got Tom in today. Tom, let's go to New Zealand and Anita. Anita, you're on the air.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Wallach. Thank you for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
So would you like to have my height and my weight first?
Yes.
And my age?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah.
So I'm 5'5",
okay.
143 pounds and 58 years old.
Wait a minute, 43 kilos or 43 pounds?
No, I did it in your so 5.5 feet and inches and
uh-huh.
143 pounds, so LBS.
143 pounds, okay.
Yeah. And 58 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how can we help you here?
I have digestive problems. I have candida. I have no energy. I'm dizzy. And have scar tissues in my small and large bowel due to a car accident, and they had to do repairs. I have low blood pressure, and I can't cope with any inulin in products. And the minerals totally block me up. So I'm on quite a list of your products. And I'm gluten-free, but I did a hair test, and I could read that out to you, and all the levels are still shocking low. So
okay.
I would like
yeah, most of them's low. Yeah, it's a gluten problem. But see, if you're gluten-free and you're still having these problems, that means people you're associating yourself with are not gluten-free. This includes dog, cat, bird, fish, spouse, partner, roommate, kids, grandkids, caregivers, workplace, neighbors who visit you, church, situations, and so you really, really have to look at your environment. Make sure your environment is drop-dead gluten-free as well as you being gluten-free, okay, because you are not what you eat, you are what you absorb, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have continuing problems, that means you're still being impacted by gluten somewhere, so you have to be a good detective and be obsessive. You have to be obsessive. You cannot eat oatmeal or oats of any kind because people say, oh, they're gluten-free. No, the gluten in oats is called gliadin, and a rose by any other name is still a rose, and gluten by any other name is still gluten. And so you cannot have wheat, barley, rye, or oats, and everybody you contact with cannot have those. Otherwise, you can't get within arm's distance of them. Okay? And then
yes.
For the bowel issues, again, this is is again the gluten issues. If you have constipation, you can add our herbal rainforest. Somebody who's your body weight 143 pounds, I'd start out with just a tablespoon, which is a half ounce. So one quart of the herbal rainforest would last you 2 months. Take a tablespoon, say a half hour before retiring for bed, with a couple ounces of water. Tastes good. It's got 12 cleansing herbs, which are legendary, including Cascara, Sagrada, and Taraxacum. And but you really need to make sure that everybody you're in contact with, I mean literally physical contact with, either directly or indirectly, is drop-dead gluten-free. And then you're going to see results. But you do have to sit down and evaluate everybody, again, including the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, dog food, cat food. If you're using dried dog and cat food, it's got to say grain-free, gluten-free. And if you can't find that, then you need to go to the canned foods and let somebody else feed the animals instead of yourself. It is very, very serious stuff. And so it's going to take some work here, but you can do it. And just I'd be interested to hear from you where you were contacting the gluten, whether it was through somebody else or the dog food or whatever. Again, if you go to church and you work in the kitchen or you help serve food after the services, you can't do that because, you know, there's all the bread and pasta and all that other stuff, usually with church lunches and things. So you got to avoid that. Okay.
The problem was with the inulin, because that means I can't use your digestive pack, because that.
Okay, well, see, you don't need the digestive enzyme. It's not a digestion problem; it's an absorption problem. Okay. And for digestion, you can just salt your food. I salt your food heavily, because you want to salt it, and when it tastes good, triple it, because salt
is
raw material.
But I have a salt intolerance as well. Chronic one.
You're going to die without salt, because salt has two required nutrients in it, and you cannot make stomach acid without salt. Salt is the raw material for your chief cells in your stomach to make stomach acid, and it keeps your stomach sterile. Stomach acid keeps your stomach sterile. It helps you break down protein into amino acids. It also helps you absorb minerals. So it's imperative that you salt your food to taste. And of course, in New Zealand, we purchased a New Zealand spice company, which has some of this Himalayan pink salt and kind of stuff in that spice company. And so you can actually get a hold of that and salt your food, and that's going to help you make stomach acid so you can absorb minerals. Again, it's not a digestive problem from the standpoint that digestive enzymes are going to help you. You need more than that, which is, again, the salt. You cannot restrict salt. And a lot of people say, well, I swell up, I get edema. Well, that's because you don't have enough blood protein, so you need to be eating eggs, okay? Mm-hmm. Soft scramble and butter, soft poached, soft boiled. You need to eat high-quality proteins, fish and poultry, and get that protein level up, and then you won't swell up when you salt your food. We'll be back after these messages. We're back with Let's Play Doctor on our radio network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE, and that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Don't forget our website, docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. Get a hold of my books and CDs and DVDs. Get a hold of the podcast. Get the archive shows backwards. Today's show's going forward, and all the good food, bad food list. And let's see here. I urge you, especially if you need to lose, you know, 10, 25, 50, 75, 100 pounds or more, get a hold of that book, Hell's Kitchen. There's a CD that goes along with it, Hell's Kitchen. The subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. It also discusses type 2 diabetes and the metabolic syndrome. Don't forget the book, Energy Crisis, and look at the keto diet. We have the keto caramel shake and the keto caramel bars for two meals a day. And then get one healthy weight loss pack per 100 pounds of body weight, and you'll begin to lose a half a pound or 2 pounds a day. And the magic is you'll never gain the weight back as long as you stay on your 90, because being overweight and obese is not due to eating too much or lack of exercise. It's actually due to a nutritional deficiency. Okay, Tom, let's go all the way from New Zealand to California. And Charlotte, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, Dr. Wallach. This is Charlotte, and I'm 73 years old. recently diagnosed with vulva basal cell carcinoma, pigmented nodular, biopsy edges are involved. Now, I'm really afraid of getting this cut out because I don't have any symptoms, and I was already misdiagnosed with a thyroid problem. So I was wondering if I could do this with the supplements.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I would get another opinion. You know, go to another dermatologist, or and you can even send the materials to them, but have them have a look and look at basal cell carcinomas. They tend not to go any other location. They tend to be locally growing. They can be damaging locally and cause some problems. And so there are various ways to deal with this. There's surgical removal. They can put liquid nitrogen on basal cell carcinomas, and it kind of fries them, so to speak, super cools them and kills them that way. And so I would get another opinion, somebody who can look at it, a dermatologist, and go from there. For the meantime, you want to support your immune system. How much do you weigh, Charlotte?
134.
Okay, 134 pounds. I would get one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd get another bottle of selenium. One bottle of selenium comes with the healthy brain and heart pack. I want you to take 9 of those a day, two at breakfast, two at lunch, two at dinner. If I said 9 a day, I'm sorry, it'd be 6 a day, okay, of the selenium. So it'd be 2 with each meal or 3 twice a day of the selenium, because you're going to have to add a bottle to the healthy brain and heart pack. Then I would also throw in our Cell Shield RTQ. You get 2 bottles a month of that and take 3 of those capsules twice a day. That'll support your immune system. R is the resveratrol. 2 of those capsules give you 264 glasses, the equivalent of resveratrol, 264 glasses of red wine without the alcohol. And then, of course,
gel caps?
Yeah, they're gel caps. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and wine, you said?
No. It says the equivalent.
Oh, equivalent.
Yeah, okay, of the resveratrol and 264 glasses of red wine. You're not going to drink 264 glasses of red wine a day, okay? And then you die trying, right? Okay, and then it also has T for turmeric, okay, and it also has Q as quercetin. All these are great antioxidants to support your immune system, and I would go that direction, but get another opinion.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you know, do the nutrients to build up your defenses and your immune system. Get a second opinion and find out what your options are.
Okay.
Again,
on
I know.
That second opinion, do I get another biopsy or do I request a biopsy and send it?
No. What you can do is a biopsy that's already done. You can actually, you know, send that results from the pathologist to another dermatologist and let them look at it. Okay. And have them tell you what they think. And then when you get your second opinion, give us a call. Or you can just make up your own mind whether you want to fry it with the liquid nitrogen or do surgery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, basal cell carcinoma tends to be one that doesn't metastasize and go to other places, but it will grow and can be tissue destructive locally. Okay.
Okay.
Let us know what the second opinion is. And we'll be there and walk through this with you, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, God bless you. Yep. When it comes to surgeries and things like that, I always like second opinions. Never, 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 and unless you're bleeding all over the place, your leg is dangling by a piece of skin, obviously you need to go to the emergency room. But other than that, when you have a little time, get a second opinion and before you make up your mind. We'll be back with Leslie Doctor after these messages. We're back. Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. Again, don't forget that website, docsrecipe.com, docsrecipe.com. Get a hold of my books, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Epigenetics, Rare Earthsman Cures, Immortality, Black Gene Lies. I mean, I've got 14 best-selling books, CDs, DVDs. I've got, I don't know, probably between the CDs and DVDs, maybe 100 total. And so you need to really look at these tools and see if you can join us, because we are growing so fast we need some help. You can create an income stream. You can actually, in addition to the income stream, get the tax breaks of billionaires. How good is that? Tax breaks of billionaires with your Youngevity business. Okay, Tom, let's go way, way north to Alaska. And Bruni. Bruni, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dr. Wallach. Sorry,
hi.
I'm going to be a pest, huh?
Oh, that's okay.
I called yesterday. Dr. Wallach, this may be a product question.
Okay.
A lady that's 56 years old, she's been in menopause for 2 years, and so no cycles. And she started Woman's FX just for good measures with overall hormonal issues. And she started her cycle after she started to take the Woman's FX.
Yes.
And she's developed constant pain in the area of her ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then she stopped taking the Woman's FX and the pain lessened.
Mm-hmm.
Your thought?
Okay. Well, what's happening is the Woman's FX is designed to deal with amenorrhea, which means the cessation of your cycles. Okay, and she may have a cyst on an ovary, which may be possible. She may just be ovulating, which can be uncomfortable. You know, ask girls who first go through puberty, and the first time they ovulate for the first couple of months will be very painful. And so that's what the Woman's FX is designed for. It goes back to 1833. Lydia Pinkham's, a Quaker woman, got the herbal blend from women, Native Americans. And they said, she said, how come you girls never complain about these things? They said, well, we take these herbs, and she learned about it as a commercial product, became the first woman millionaire in America, Woman's FX. It's a quart, for those of you who are not familiar with it. It's a liquid, and we like people to take an ounce once or twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And we also have Xerafem, X-E-R-A-F-E-M. It comes at the same thing from a vitamin and mineral direction, and so it's not unusual. Now, she will have to be careful, because at 54 years of age, if she's cycling again and ovulating, she could get pregnant. So you need to warn her that she's got to be careful with her relationships, because she can wind up getting pregnant, even if she has been going through menopause for a year or so. She's now cycling again. I've seen women in their 60s get pregnant again, so she's got to be careful, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yep. And, of course, women who have menopausal problems, who have, things like, PMS, you want to get the Woman's FX and the Xerafem. They work. I'm telling you, we see so many women who are just so happy because these things do work and resolve their discomforts and their disruption of their life. Once you get used to not having periods and stuff, and suddenly they start up again, they can be disruptive, right? So you have to go back to being a teenager again. At any rate, I want to remind people, again, we are looking for help. We're growing, so contact your Longevity Associates. Say, hey, I'd like to get an income stream going. I'd like to get the tax breaks of billionaires. Where do I go? How do I start? And we will train you for nothing. We'll be back after these messages. We're back with Leslie Doctor from the Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Longevity, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And let's see here. If you want to live well beyond 100 chronologically, say 110, 120, 130, 140, 150, 160, 170, 180, 190, 200 plus, living biologically at 30, 40, 50, contact your Longevity Associate and ask for the books Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, the book Immortality, and of course there's a new CD called Immortality Forever Young, and learn why these top 20 longevity cultures have 40 times 100 as we do. They have 100 per 250 of their population. We Americans only have 1 per 10,000. Why is that? And then, of course, the book Rare Earths, Men, and Cures, and you'll learn about all these various cultures in the top 20 longevity cultures that actually, again, have the 40 times 100 as we do. What it is, where they live, what it is they do, what they don't do. And these are all, most of those things you can do at home, okay? And you can add many, many health years to your life without having to go live in these weird places. Okay, let's see here, Tom. Let's go to Florida. Let's go to Florida, way southeast from Alaska, Florida. And let's see, Pam. Pam, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is, as you know, Pam. Dr. Wallach, I am calling on behalf of my son. I'm on limited time right now.
Sure.
I'm thankful to be able to talk to you right now. My daughter texted me my son-in-law's diagnosis, so I'm going to read that to you quickly as I can. He's 34 years old. He has diagnosed with autoimmune small fiber neuropathy, but she genuinely believes that he has lupus after reading a ton of the last couple of days.
Okay, I'll stop there a minute. When you say neuropathy, we're talking about numbness and burning in his feet, his fingers, his face. I mean,
absolutely.
What are we talking about?
Debility.
All of the above?
Yeah. Yeah, really bad.
Okay, now, does he have a history of, like, asthma or bronchitis, do you know?
No, he does not, that I know of.
Okay, does he have a history of skin problems?
I would know, but he does not know.
Okay, does he have a history of skin problems, eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
He has rosacea, like a butterfly pattern on his face.
Did they say he might have lupus?
That's what they are suspecting right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. How much does he weigh?
Probably about 180.
Okay. And how tall is he?
Probably about, I'm going to just say he's about 6 foot.
Okay. All right. Does he have anything else? Diabetes, high blood pressure, arthritis, anything like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Now, your son-in-law has a severe gluten intolerance. Okay? Goes along with the rosacea. And the neuropathy, of course, is not an autoimmune thing. It's actually maybe pressure in his... do you know if he shrunk any in height? Has he shrunk a little bit?
I don't know that he can.
That out. Usually what happens when people have neuropathy, there's nerves being squeezed. You have osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the nerves and the pain in your face. It's called trigeminal neuralgia or Tic de la Rue by the French. You can get things like neuropathy in your feet. Of course, that's the lumbar area. The vertebrae get close together because you get degenerative disc disease in your lower back. And the vertebrae squeeze the roots of the spinal nerves that actually control and give you feedback from your feet and legs and so forth. Same thing can happen up in your chest where those vertebrae get closer together, smashing the roots of the spinal nerves to control the rate and rhythm of the heart. And you get fast heart rate, and maybe even your heart will flip-flop, and they'll say, oh, you have atrial fibrillation. And, okay, these are all just simple osteoporosis problems. And when they put rosacea in it, which is a deficiency of a certain nutrient, they're going to say you might have lupus or an autoimmune disease. But it all goes back to the gluten problem, okay? So drop dead. Your son-in-law, your daughter, dog, cat, bird, fish, everybody in that whole household has got to be drop dead gluten-free. And no wheat, barley, rye, or oats, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils. And then at his body weight, I'd have him take two of the healthy brain and heart packs per month, two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose, everything twice a day. He needs the glucagel, 15 of those a day, 5, 5, and 5 would be two large bottles a month. He needs to support and promote maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, ranks, and bone itself. He needs the MSM, 9 of those a day, 3, 3, and 3, that's 2 bottles a month. Vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day, that's 2 bottles a month. And he can put the CM cream on his neck and his back, and that'll help with some of these neuropathies.
Can you hear me now?
And I can hear gurgling in the background there for a while.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to... Can I just tell you a few things real quick, and then I'll hang up and let you finish whatever you recommendations. So I'm going to just tell you real quick. I have to read it, though. Sorry, I know I'm on the clock here. So I just want to let you know that he's been treated.
Well, the doctors don't know what they're doing here. That's the problem.
No, they don't.
Okay.
He's been taking Lyrica, Cymbalta.
They don't know what they're doing. They're just treating symptoms. They're not getting to the root cause of the problem.
Right.
which are nutritional deficiencies resulting from the gluten intolerance. So you got to deal obsessively with the gluten intolerance. You got to deal obsessively with the supplement program, which I just laid out. And
right.
Okay. And so
I'm going to do that.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can get this program so that if you didn't get it all, you can actually get
already
the program.
Done that.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm already doing that.
And then keep in touch. Call
that.
Me every 2 weeks. Let me know how he's doing. We'll walk you guys through this.
Okay. I really appreciate that. He's also getting injection, IV,
yeah.
something or another. Monthly,
yeah, that's all.
So.
Yeah, the doctors are missing it by 1,000 miles.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to appreciate
it. Okay, dear.
It, and I am going to keep
Let me
touch.
Hear from you in
Thank
2 weeks. You know what you need to do? You've got to change his diet, and you got to give him the supplements, and then call me in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks, and we'll walk you guys through this. But obviously, continuing to do what the doctors are doing, you're not going to make much progress. In fact, he's going to go backwards if he keeps doing what the doctors say, because they have no earthly idea what's going on here. And it's sad, but doctors just don't know these things. And I don't know what to do. I try training them, but they think they know everything. Okay, so we only have a moment here, and before we have to go to that message moment, and I'm going to remind everybody that, again, we're looking for help, so contact your Longevity Associate. Ask for that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Password Chromotherapy, and learn how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. That's that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, Passport Aromatherapy. And if you've never run your business, a business of your own or somebody else's, get a hold of that book, Wall Street for Kids, and learn how to be profitable. Learn how to get an income stream going. And even equally, or maybe even more important, learn how to get the tax breaks of billionaires. We don't want to take away the tax breaks of billionaires. We want to get the tax breaks of billionaires. But you can only do that if you own your own business. Even a little Longevity business will allow you to get the tax breaks of billionaires. You cannot get the tax breaks of billionaires if you are an employee only. You have to have your own business to be able to get the tax breaks of billionaires. And again, the book Wall Street for Kids will teach you how to do a business plan, how to get those things where you can make your car tax deductible, your monthly premiums for your health insurance tax deductible as benefits to you, just like big corporations give benefits to their employees. Same way with your life insurance premiums, your monthly premiums. You can have all those be benefits to you from your Longevity business and get tax deductions on them, okay? And you say, well, I'm not making that much money. I just started with Longevity. Well, what you do is you loan your Longevity business and your Longevity business account from your own personal checks that you've been paying these things with, put a little note in that lower left-hand corner, business loan, 10% interest upon demand, and then when you do get big enough to pay yourself back, you pay yourself back and get the interest, but you have to get that business plan laid out, so it's a legal document. And again, here's where the book Wall Street for Kids will teach you how to do that, and it's one of those little bookkeeping miracles, but you have to know the secrets that are all legal, but you have to comply with all the legalities to make it happen here. Well, how come my auditor, you know, my bookkeeper didn't tell me this? Well, he wants to keep you as a customer, and if you're an employee only, he's not going to waste his time teaching you about tax deductions because you don't get any. Of course, right now you do because of the new tax laws. You don't have to pay taxes. I think it's on your first $24,000 worth of income, which is a great thing. That was a beautiful move. And hang on, folks. We'll be back with some more truth, justice, and the Longevity way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
You can reach Dr. Wallach on weekday afternoons. We're here from 4 to 5 Eastern, but the best time to call is about 3:40. That's when the phone lines open. That's 3:40 Eastern time, 20 minutes to 4. But if you don't get through by about 4 o'clock, start trying again about 4:30. The number is 877-912-7529. Dr. Wallach, you know, here on the Let's Play Doctor Show, we've been doing this now for this program for 18 years. And sometimes we take for granted that everybody knows your background, where you came from, how you came from being this little 5-year-old at a beet farm in St. Louis County to where we are today. So would you mind giving us just a 5-minute background?
Sure.
Would you do that, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, first of all 4 of my grandparents came from the Ukraine. And they were beet farmers and cattle farmers, so I had beets and beef for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and had my farm chores, and And by the time I was 5 years old, I started getting what would be today called Tourette syndrome. Facial tics and barking like a dog and oinking like a pig and stuff like that. And my mom and dad, over a period of 5 years, took me to 20 different doctors. They really had no earthly idea. They didn't even have a name for Tourette syndrome back then, I don't believe. They didn't know what to call it. And they wanted to institutionalize me because they were afraid I was going to hurt myself or hurt somebody else. And I heard my parents and the doctors talking. So the next day in school, of course, I couldn't read very well or do any of that kind of stuff because it was so uncontrolled. And went to the library during lunch hour where everybody else went to lunch and asked the librarian to find me some books with lots of pictures on health. And found a little book with paperback book for nurses, little handbook, and found in there that these facial tics, the little facial cramps, could be caused by a calcium deficiency. So in the morning before the bus would pick me up for school, I would feed the calves that we were going to sell in the sale barn out of this big paper, 40-pound, 50-pound paper bag of full of these alfalfa pellets, and had an analysis tag, and I could read some of the words on there. One of them was calcium. So I went home that day after school and began to eat those little alfalfa pellets. The next morning, threw my Cheerios out into the front lawn with the chickens, and began to put all these pockets full of the little alfalfa pellets in my cereal bowl, put milk in there. My mom was horrified. She said, "You can't eat that. That's animal food." My dad took it away from her, gave it back to me, said, "Go for it." And to make a long story short, in 3 days I was cured. And so I realized as a kid that the doctors really didn't know everything, and that you could heal things that doctors didn't know about with nutrition. They didn't know much about nutrition. And that we were doing a better job of nutrition with the animals in the farm than we did with people. And to make a long story short, I do have a degree in agriculture from the University of Missouri. I have a degree in veterinary medicine from the University of Missouri. I have a postdoctoral fellowship in comparative pathology at some of the 2 years were at University of Missouri, 1 year was at Iowa State University, and 10 years at the Washington University in St. Louis. My thesis was from the U.S. Department of, I guess it's Health, okay, and National Science Foundation. And to make a long story short, over a 10-year period, I did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 some change, over 454 species of animals and 3,000 humans. My thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure, very, very proud of that, because what I learned was, there are no genetic diseases. People who would die from what you would call genetic diseases really were dying from nutritional deficiencies. All birth defects, with the exception of viral infections and fetal alcohol syndrome and prescription drugs and that sort of stuff, 99% of all birth defects are caused by nutritional deficiency of the embryos, not genetics. They created a new science because of my research called epigenetics. And so I've been doing these things commercially now for 45 years, Youngevity, we're on the stock market, YGYI is our stock symbol, and we're very, very proud of that. That's my little one-man practice. I went back to school and became a naturopathic physician, primary care physician in Oregon and California. I think I'm the only naturopathic physician, maybe even the only medical doctor, too, whose practice is on the stock market. And I'm in 50 countries, and we have 2,000-plus products to help people with over 900 different diseases. And so between my pathology background, my agricultural background, my veterinary background, plus 45 years of dealing with these things specifically with my patients, and I get 10,000 new patients a day throughout the world when you combine them all, 10,000 new patients, well, in the United States alone is 10,000 new patients a month, okay? But all over the world, I have all these people who have learned my system, and we say system. And so everybody can do it. Even you can do it. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. And we'll be back another day. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless our Navy SEALs. God bless our American flag. God bless the national anthem. And God bless America.
Thank you, Dr. Wallach. Good story. We're glad to hear it every time we hear it. If you would like to speak to Dr. Wallach, call us any weekday afternoon from 4 to 5. Phone line's open about 3:40 Eastern time. That's 20 minutes before, and we'll see you then. The preceding program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners of their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Network at 877-344-1010.